Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on April 27th, 2005. For the last month or so, since I bought my first MP3 player, which is a Creative Movo N2000 Micro, I believe they would call it, a product similar to the Apple iPod Shuffle, but and about the same price range, but it also offers an FM radio, so that was what got me to go in that direction instead of the Apple iPod Shuffle. Anyway, I've been listening to songs from the huge BitTorrent file that you can get at the South by Southwest conference, music resolution, and it's really interesting because at times from the website pace of Tartakovsky's Solaris can seem glacially slow. There's a long scene in part one, which apparently sent from Earth. Screenwriters who are projecting the issues they're struggling with in their own writing and getting accepted upon the movies that they see, and they see that certain movies lack something that very importantly derided from that. So I'm hoping not to go too far into that kind of image.
I've been basically going through the folders alphabetically, starting with the ones that began with numbers and symbols and the letter A. That was my first bunch. And recently, the most recent one I've just done, batch I've listened to, was the G and H batch. And that started out with 45 songs to start. After I put it on the MP3 player, and as I listen to it while I'm walking or going to the gym,
this passage is called the principle of inertia.
On a treadmill of some sort, the
a body under the action of no force can only move uniformly in a straight line. Is this a truth imposed on the mind a priori? If this be so, how is it that the Greeks ignored it? How could they have believed that motion shadows and all around me great trees
or again
that every body I wander around with and I find things and I find things because I wander. My childhood days stand before me and in the midst of all this drowsy by my desires I drift out on the street.
He drives home and he drives on these expressways and it's a little bit odd because he doesn't seem to be steering the car. He seems to be just sitting there. It doesn't seem to be the driver in the car.
Or there is a driver, we're not ever shown the driver. I'm not sure which is the case. But or whether this is meant to be part of the futuristic setup of the show. You know,
but it's really amazing to hold off until the end and the final explanation as much as possible
in a classic sort of how is this possible? Keep that question going to the very end. And to my mind, the consequences of that are pretty
that it actually hurts the movie overall.
And I've got those on the MP3 player now.
To begin a new process of listening to them.
There have been a lot of... The great thing is that there's this unbelievable mixture of music of which I like pieces from nearly every genre. The one genre that I wasn't much aware of is this sort of Mexican rap and remixed Latin music, and there's a lot of that in there, and that's great. I'm thinking of bands like Cartel de Santa with Blah Blah Blah. There was a great song called Late Nights
just
from
as legitimate to maintain
basically your that its position cannot change, or that the curvature of its path cannot change without the agency of an external clutch. So why restrict it to velocities? And why restrict inertia to velocity?
The true introvert gets very withdrawn.
Without an sleep, the true extrovert babbles on and bothers everybody by talking too much. Clearly, Pessoa is a true introvert. The sort of person when he hasn't had enough sleep wanders through the world as if he's looking at it
that I've recognized so far. A lot of people I've simply never heard of. The Apostles of Hustle with a sort of an experimental folk song called Folkloric Feel. It's just amazing to listen to this stuff, and you would never... And one of the things about this, of course, is that it's unmediated. There's no editor, gatekeeper, tastemaker, disc jockey intervening and making these choices and making me into a demographic entity who is only supposed to like certain kinds of music, although, as I say, heavy metal's out.